Welcome to MPT Podcast. This is Pastor Tim Wilbanks. We pray that this Word of God will bless your life and ministry and increase God's blessing upon you. Mark 4. And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. Before I read on, this is going to be simple, but you got to blame God for it, because this is for somebody tonight that need to hear it. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with them other little ships. My. And there arose a great storm of wind, I think it came a while ago. There arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat again into the ship, so that it was now full. It was full. He was in the hinder part of the ship, Jesus was, asleep on a pillow. They went and woke him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and he rebuked the wind, said in the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Huh. My God, I feel him. I want to preach this thought. Jesus is the hope. Thank you, Father, for your spirit, your visitation. Thank you, Father, for your touch. And thank you, God, for these great people of God. Touch those that are sick tonight. Touch Brother Jason, God, who's hurt his back. Jason Vickers, Lord, he cried and asked for prayer. We know that we're here and he's there, but we know you can heal him. We know you can touch him, God, with the virtue of your healing. We ask for your favor upon this house tonight, upon the church. Bless us in your holy name, we pray. And if you will, church, give him another ovation of praise right now. Come on, praise him with a big praise. Oh, praise him. Now I'm going to preach like you listen. If you listen strong, I'll preach strong and quick. If you listen slow, I'll preach slow and talk. Say, Jesus is our hope. I don't know who this is for tonight, but somebody will. You can be seated. Life will put you in places that looks like there's no hope. No hope to come out, no hope to overcome, no hope for a change, and no hope for an answer. The storm itself would dominate your spirit and mind. What about you, church? The storm would dominate your life and mind if you let it. Okay, I'm going to preach like you did. All right. We still question about our lives. All right. We still question about our lives as those hope is gone. Has everybody been in a storm and it seems like, my God, how long is it going to last? When am I going to get any help or relief from it? Praying the other day, God, drop this in my spirit for this moment tonight. But all along in the storm, it seems like we have no hope. We've got hope. The battle, the circumstances seems to blind us from the Word of God. We already know the Word. Ephesians 3:20 tells me and you this tonight. We already know. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundant of all that we ask or think, according to the power that work in us. He's able. Somebody shout, he's able. He's able to do above all that we could even ask or think. I don't know all that you're facing. I don't know all that you're praying about. But I do know that trouble and storms will challenge your faith if God can do it. And it seems like someone tonight needs to hear this. That you may be in a storm, you may be in a hurricane, you may be when strong winds are coming in, but I come to tell you, He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can even think or you can even ask. I want somebody to get a hold of faith tonight. I know things may look bad right now, but we got a God that can make a way when it seems to be no way, when it seems to be no door, when it seems to be no escape. We got a God that can turn things around. The Bible said after they left ministering to the people, Jesus went to the ship and boarded it with them. He was on ship. Somebody shout, He was on ship. They had not been gone long. Suddenly a great storm arose with great winds and began to beat on the ship. While in the storm, how here to tell you, I feel my help. While in the storm, all you think about is surviving the storm. That's all we think about. How can I survive the storm? How can I get out of it? How will I overcome it? How? When? Has anybody asked lately, when is this going to end? I've cried out, when is this going to stop? When's this going to turn around? When's this going to change? Is anybody in the house with me? If you asked that lately, oh God, when? But I understand, saint of God, what the adversary desires for us to think that there's no hope. He wants us to think there's no way out. There's no change. There's no way to come out of it. Yet all along, Jesus is there. We must start thinking on the terms. He made everything, and everything is in His control. Colossians 1, 16 and 17 tells me and you this. For by Him were all things created. And there in heaven and that on earth, visible and invisible, where they are be thrones, dominions, principalities of power, all things. Somebody shout all things. Say all things. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're battling, whatever you're coming up with, God rules it all. God's in charge of it all. Whatever you need, He created it all. Does anybody need a miracle in your life? Does anybody need a breakthrough spiritually, financially? Does anybody need a breakthrough in your health tonight? I'm here to tell you, we serve a God that's in control of everything. He controls the heavens. He controls the earth. Come on, somebody. Somebody shout, there's hope. Oh, wake up, wake up. Say, there's hope for me. Shout, there's hope for me. It ain't over. You're not done. It ain't finished yet. We got a God that can give us hope to turn this situation around. We got to stop thinking that there's no way out. He made everything. I said He made everything. You see, so whatever is fighting us, battles against our life, Jesus is in control of it all. Whatever you're battling, fighting with, that's attacking your life, pushing on you, pulling on you, Jesus has control of it all. The chances come. You hear me right now? When we try to get hope, and it seems like we're not going to get no hope. But Hebrews 11 and 1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Faith is action. And hope is what we desire from Jesus. I don't know how long it will take. I don't know how long it's going to take to get you an answer. I don't know how long it will be that you're going to have to wait on it. But I do know tonight you can sit there and you can give in to the devil. But I do know that God's able. I do know He's able to heal. I do know He's able to turn it around. I do know He's able to make a way financially when it seems no way. I just know, somebody know tonight, you need to stand, you need to look at your devil tonight and say, I know God's going to get me out of this. Somebody open your mouth and speak. I know God's going to get me out of this. You're trying to tell me there ain't no way. You're trying to tell me you've defeated us. You're trying to tell me you're destroyed us. But I'm here to tell you, there's hope in this room. There's hope in my life. And it's Jesus. Come on, somebody. Shout, it ain't over yet. Say, I ain't finished yet. What I do know, that Jesus is able. This is simple tonight. But he wants somebody to know he's your hope. My God, I feel it. I feel like if somebody jump up screaming the devil's face, he's my hope. Somebody shout, he's my hope. He's my hope for my kids. He's my hope for my family. He's my hope for my health. He's my hope for my finances. He's my hope. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now, Brother Jim Ormond. He's our hope, Sister Vicky. He's our hope when the hell says they're going to. He's our hope, Brother Atkins. He's our hope, Sister Mary. He's our hope, Brother Eddie. He's our hope. I know you've been there like I've been there. There's been dark days that's telling us, I've got you. But Jesus is telling us, he's our hope. Somebody shouted, he's my hope. He's my hope. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know how long it's going to take. And I don't know when it's going to come. But somebody shout, it's coming. I'm fixing to say something. I feel so strong in the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to say it. You need to get up every morning and look out your front door for it. You need to look at your phone and check, see if you got a message. You need to go to your, my God, you need to go to your mailbox every day and say, no, but it's coming. You need to pick your phone up, see if you got a message. Oh, it's coming. Come on, church. You need to get up every day and look out your door. It ain't got here yet, but I know it's coming because Jesus is my hope. You need to check your mail, your phone every day and say, I know, I just know, I just know. God's going to bring it in my life. Somebody shout, I know. Shout, I know. Elijah went to the top of Mount Carmel and prayed 7 times. The drought was to end. The prophet may have thought. I prayed 1 time. I spoke 1 time and it quit. I'm going to pray 1 time and it's going to end. But it didn't end. So he had to pray. Come on, anybody. I know I say that. It's crazy to say this. But it's what preachers do. Has anybody ever thought, how many times am I going to have to pray for this? I've even said to Jesus, is my vial not full yet? I said, I know I got more than 2 or 3 filled with this prayer, Jesus. It's about time you kick one of them over. An angel tip it over by accident or whatever. It needs to be spilt out. Anybody felt that way? But at the same time, the enemy works on your mind and says, he ain't collecting your prayers. He ain't hearing your prayers. He's telling you every day, he ain't going to come to you. He ain't going to bring an answer to you. But all along, Jesus is saying, there's a battle going on. You don't see it. My answer's on the way. It's coming to you. I hear the cry of my children. I will answer. Somebody needs to hear this tonight. Jesus knew you need to hear it. He is your hope. No matter if the storm is beating on your life, your house, your marriage, your health, your wealth, Jesus is your hope. How many's prayed for the drought to end? It didn't end that day. We thought to pray and it would change now, and nothing happens. Does it mean that God hasn't heard us? No, it means God has everything in control. Some things are prolonged because we caused it. Some things are from our adversary. And some things are from God. The hope to end the drought was in Elijah's praying. Your answer to end the drought is in your praying. Come on, church. He bowed to the ground and bent his knees, the Bible said. And he began to pray seven times. That's how long it took and how many prayers it took for the drought to end. On the seventh prayer, the servant said, I see the cloud the size of a man's hand. Can I tell you, can I give you something, a suggestion? When you go to the mailbox and you're praying for a financial need and you get a $10 rebate, shout. If somebody sends you a coupon on text and it's 50% off, shout. You know what's a sign of? That's the sign of the man's heart. It's a cloud. Oh, get ready. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain coming. It's just a sign. Come on. You're looking for a thunderstorm. That's what you want to shout about. But God wants you, if you'll shout over a dime you find, a quarter you find, a penny you find. It's the cloud. You need to shout over it. This is helping somebody. If you go to the doctor and you've had bad health, he gives you a report. Something has changed good. Shout. I said, shout. You need to let the devil know there's still hope. You thought you had me, but the numbers changed today. Better for my health. Come on, Will you stand up and leap for me? I can't leap tonight. Come on. Somebody needs to shout over the little numbers because it's a cloud. It's a thunderstorm coming. There's a change coming. I've heard from the Lord. And God, somebody in this house, it's going to change. When there was no hope for food, people out in the desert place had followed Jesus there. Jesus ain't going to leave us when we're following him. I said, Jesus ain't going to leave you when you're following him. No. Jesus takes five loaves. What you got? What have you got? What have you got? I got five loaves and two fishes. Hey, look at the crowd of hungry people. And look at what they have. How in God's name are we going to feed these people with five loaves of bread and two fish? Some of you put more on your plate when you go to the buffet than two fish. You don't, but I probably do. Other night, I counted five pieces of filet. And I'm going, two pieces of fish. Looking at 5,000 women, not counting men and children. 10,000. How in God's name is we going to do this? Jesus is there. This is my faith for your life. I have every one of your names written down in my prayer book. Every one of your children, every one of your grandchildren, I got it written down in my prayer book. Every day I pray over you. I say, Lord, let things appear which they need that they don't have. But I pray that the bread will be blessed and the fishes will multiply. Oh, you come on. You do better now. I want him to manifest his blessing on your wealth, on your health, on your home, on your spirit. I want the 5 loaves to increase and the 2 fishes to increase. I want your house blessed with a miraculous blessing in Jesus' name. Somebody claim it right now. Reach up, get you some bread. Reach up, get you a piece of fish. I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, I feel it. Jesus is our hope of a change. When we are in need, what do you need tonight? What do you need? You're looking at me. You have not. What does somebody need? Say it. You want a healing. Okay. Your body, you want a healing. Thank you, sister. Say it again. Okay, do this. Go get your sign for sale sign. Put it in your yard. Anoint it with oil. Get some boxes. Write your name on it. Getting ready to pack. Okay. Hold it. Stay right there, Cindy. Sister Miller, she was coming here. Brother Miller was looking to sell their house in Jackson, go to Nashville. She went home one Sunday after I preached. Remember? She wrote on the boxes, get ready to move. Started packing boxes. Kept them in there for about 4 or 5 months, 6 months, but she kept packing them. A few weeks ago, their pastor in Savannah, Tennessee, she said, you know what I did, Bubba? I said, what'd you do? She said, I went to a house 6 months ago, and I took a prayer cloth, and I buried it and snuck up in the yard and buried it in the ground and said, this is our house. Well, guess what house they bought? You're looking at me like, well, Jesus is your hope. I don't care if it takes 6 months, 7 months. Don't quit praying. The storm would tell you to give up. The storm would tell you to give in. But I got news in the Holy Ghost tonight. Jesus is telling you he's your hope. He's your hope for healing. He's your hope for a miracle. He's your hope for a turnaround. He's your hope for a blessing. Yes, he is. Philip, Sister Lee, what do you need? What kind you want? Drive it. Get out now, I'll drive it. Make fun of her. You know what she did years ago? Make fun of her. Make fun of her. Several years ago when Brother Mike Wilson was preaching for us, what do you need? She got out there and the church over here began to drive a car. What color is it? He said, blue, light blue. What is it? Ford, four-door, small car. Kept driving it. Didn't know it, but old Rick was looking at one. Bought it. Brought it home. What do you need? What do you need? Say it again, Joseph. Look at him and say, get ready to move, baby. I need you here, Joseph. You've been an asset to us. You've been a help to the kingdom of God and a blessing to the anointing of God. We need you closer. Now, Jesus, move him. Sell the house. Come on, church. My God, move him. It's all about the kingdom. Somebody else. But Jim. I'm sorry. You got it. There you are. Jesus' name. The storm will tell you it's over. The storm will say he's won. But Jesus is our hope. What you need? I ain't asking everybody. I'm asking somebody to stand up. That don't. It ain't nothing bad. You ain't gonna embarrass yourself. But this is faith. Need, but Nick. Oh, that's the will of God. Will of God for her to be healed. Will of God for you to be blessed. This is what I want you to do. Get up every day. Look out your door. Look for it. Look on your phone for it. Look at your mailbox for it. And when the storm says it's beating you, you say, I got Jesus here. Start claiming it. I'm going to go crazy. Whatever you need, write notes and put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your mirror. Put it on your doorpost. When you leave out, you see it. When you walk in, you see it. My God, when you walk through the house, you see it. Come on, folks. We got to visualize an image in our minds what we believe God can do. For without faith, it's impossible to please him. But with faith, all things are possible. Anybody else? I'm getting there. I believe God healed her. I believe it, Brother David. Rosie? No, it ain't. You keep doing it. Sister Miller said she prayed. It was 7 months. Every day she thanked God for that house. She secretly put a anointed cloth in that yard. They didn't know. She put the favor of God on that place. My God, I feel a chill, Holy Ghost. There's something about to break loose in this church. He's fixing to move us to a new realm and a new place. Come on. Some of you need to get up and fight for it. You need to say the storm ain't going to determine my outcome. The storm ain't going to predict my fate. The storm ain't going to determine how we're going to overcome. I believe we can get it. Come on, I believe it. I believe God can heal my body. I believe God can bless me with a new home. I believe God can move me to a better place. I believe God can touch my job. I believe God can touch my finances. Come on, somebody, praise the name of the Lord. Sister Wilbanks, come. How many can agree with me that the storm tries to deter your faith? I do know this, that God's got the right time. Someone left this church years ago, and don't question it. They left a wrong spirit, wrong attitude, and went somewhere thought they was going to better themselves. Well, years later, they find out what they thought they was going to get, they didn't get. Now they're down in a smaller place. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on Jesus. When storms try to tell you and predict to you the outcome, you stand still on the boat and you declare, he will not let me down. He will not fail me. He's with me on this boat. Even the wind and the waves are trying to predict your faith. but you look the wind and the waves in their face and say, you will not. You will not destroy me. You will not kill me. You will not overcome me. You will not defeat me. Come on, follow me. You will not, because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Man, I feel faith. Listen to me. Stand your feet. I could go a lot further. Here's some instructions to the saints tonight. You may think it ain't foolish. Like Rosie, she's got a picture of her home. Start thinking him beforehand. Start visualizing it beforehand. Faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Go home. Post it on your doorpost. Post it on mirror, the refrigerator. Post it where you go in and when you come out. Look for it every day. Come on. Work for it every day. Like Sister Miller, she started packing. You can't say I'm going to move and never prepare. You can't say I want a new house and never look for one. Jesus can't, he ain't going to come down and put a for sale sign out for you. He ain't going to put it on the market. You got to put it on the market, and you got to pull a for sale sign out in your yard. You got to start packing. At the same time, looking for that new house. Come on. Financially, you got to say, Lord, I want it. You got to start chunking some stuff overboard that's trying to drown you. I said, you got to start chunking some stuff overboard that's trying to drown you. Your health-wise, whatever will increase your health to be healed. Listen to the prophet. Isaiah went to Hezekiah and said, get your house in order. You're going to die. Turns around and starts walking out. The Lord said, go back and tell him. Because Hezekiah fell on his knees, turned to the wall, and began to tell God, you remember my faithfulness? Remember how good I was? Remember how I worshiped, I prayed, I give to you? And the Lord spoke to the prophet before he got to the outer court and said, go tell him that I'm going to give you 15 more years. When he comes in, he said, God's going to have 15 more years. Then the prophet says, go take fig leaves, make an ointment, and put it on your boils. Some things you got to do to help your healing. You got to help your healing. I believe, Sister Cat, God can and will heal you. I believe Hannah, God will heal and touch your home. How long will the storm last? I don't know. How long will it take? I don't know. Elijah thought praying one prayer, Brother Patterson, would bring rain. He found out, no. He's a human being like me and you. Is this going to work? Have I messed up? Did I miss hearing God? But he kept praying. And he kept praying. And he kept praying. Listen to what God's saying. Keep praying. He hears your prayer. Jeroboam began to rule over Israel. Jehoshaphat ruled in Judah. Jeroboam's father, Ahab, had died. The king of Moab was making him pay 100,000 lambs, 100,000 rams a year to keep him out of war. Joram said, I'll fix to go, after his dad died, I'll fix to go kill him. Jehoshaphat said, I'll join the fight. He goes down. He says, oh my. He said, we're going to go to war. They start going to him. They get out in a dry place. No water for horses, no water for men. What we're going to do? They're going to die if we don't get no water. One of the soldiers said, hey, there's a prophet near my eye. His name's Elisha. Go to him. He'll give you a word from God. They go to him. Now listen to me here. This is important. If you want it, if you want an answer, God will give it to you. How many of you believe God's gave you an answer tonight? He said, bring me a minstrel. They begin to play by the neck. Play it. And the Spirit of the Lord came on the prophet. And he prophesied, go down to the valley and dig ditches. You won't see wind and you won't see rain. And the Lord shall fill those ditches. The Lord is saying tonight to us, you dig your ditches. You prepare for the water. Don't look for wind and don't look for rain, but I'll fill them. Play it. Let's lift our hands. He's in the house. We pray today that this word has blessed you, ministered to the needs of your life. Until next time, God bless you.